What does VA mean to me?
A place for my daughter to call home. Thanks to the VA Home Loan.
A new lease on life. The best healthcare team I've ever had is here at VA.
An education and the opportunity to open doors I never thought possible with my GI Bill.
The financial support I need to manage the disabilities I develop because of my service.
Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're jumping into the world of artificial intelligence. It's moving so fast, sometimes it's hard to keep up, right?
Absolutely. It's just an explosion of innovation, investment, and some pretty high-stakes competition, too.
Exactly. So our mission here is really to cut through all that noise. We've looked at some recent reports and analyses, and we want to pull out the key insights for you.
Basically, give you a bit of a shortcut to understanding the really impactful stuff happening in AI right now.
We're mainly drawing from two sources today. One is AI Unraveled, brand authority in the AI space.
And the other is the AI Unraveled news rundown from late July to early August 2025. It's a good mix of market analysis and the latest breakthroughs.
Right. So the big picture, we want to unpack how AI is evolving so quickly, what it actually means for different industries, for society.
And also how people and companies are, you know, not just reacting, but actually trying to shape what comes next.
Get ready for some pretty surprising facts, I think. Some takeaways that should leave you pretty well informed, maybe even a bit awestruck.
Definitely some eye-opening stuff. But before we really dive in, just a quick note.
Sure.
This deep dive, like all our content, is brought to you by Etienne Newman. He's a senior engineer, a real leader in the AI field.
Yes.
If you're looking to boost your AI career, his certification prep materials, ebooks, audiobooks for Azure AI engineer, Google Cloud generative AI leader, those kinds of things, they're fantastic.
Where can people find those?
You can find them all on djamgit.com, Shopify, or Google Playbooks. We'll put the links in the show notes for you.
Great.
And also check out his AI Unraveled Builder's Toolkit. It's packed with tutorials, PDFs, videos, really practical stuff to help you start building with AI. That link's in the show notes, too.
Okay, excellent. So let's get into our first theme, then. The AI arms race. We're talking competition, investment, power shifts.
And it is intense at the top. We're seeing some real fireworks, especially between Anthropic and OpenAI.
Yeah, what happened there? Anthropic actually blocked OpenAI.
They did. Just weeks before GPT-5 is expected, Anthropic cut off OpenAI's access to its Claude models.
Why?
Well, the serious allegation from Anthropic is that OpenAI violated their terms of service. They claim OpenAI used Claude's API to help develop GPT-5.
Wow. Okay. And OpenAI's response?
They've defended it, saying it's, you know, standard industry practice for benchmarking models against each other. But Anthropic has a history of being pretty firm with rivals.
Seems like more than just benchmarking if they took that step.
You have to think the timing is strategic, right, to potentially disrupt GPT-5's final stages. There are even reports OpenAI is in a bit of a crisis mode over it.
So this signals what? A new level of competition?
I think so. A new level of legal and strategic maneuvering in this race for AI dominance. It's not just about the tech anymore.
Which brings us to market share, right?
Yeah.
Because Anthropic seems to be making huge gains there.
Huge. They now hold, get this, 32% of the enterprise LLM market. That actually puts them ahead of OpenAI, who are at 25%.
32%. What's driving that shift in the enterprise space?
I think the takeaway here is that businesses, especially larger ones, are starting to prioritize specialization and maybe trust. Anthropic's big focus has always been on safety and ethics.
Right. That's their brand.
Exactly. And even if people debate the details, that message seems to be resonating, particularly in sectors that are more risk averse. It suggests maybe the safest model is becoming more valuable than just the biggest.
And that's reflected in their funding, too, I gather.
Oh, absolutely. Explosive growth. They're reportedly closing in on a $5 billion funding round.
$5 billion.
At a valuation of, oh, wait for it. $170 billion.
No way, $170 billion. Didn't they just raise money?
They did. It's tripled their valuation in just 4 months. And they're talking to sovereign wealth funds now from Qatar, Singapore.
That really shows you the global strategic importance, doesn't it?
It really does. These aren't just tech companies anymore. They're geopolitical assets almost.
Okay, so while Anthropic's rising, OpenAI is gearing up for its next big thing. The release of GPT-5. Everyone's kind of holding their breath.
Yeah, the hints from OpenAI execs suggest it's nearly ready. Probably an August 2025 release.
And the expected features sound pretty game-changing. multimodal reasoning, real-time adaptability, improved safety systems, they say.
And, you know, the language they're using is interesting. Some OpenAI leaders are using this Manhattan Project analogy.
That's a heavy comparison.
It is. And they're talking about cautious concern, stressing the need for stronger governance. It tells you they believe this isn't just an upgrade. It's something potentially transformative, maybe even destabilizing.
Which requires massive infrastructure. And that leads us to the hardware and infrastructure push. Yeah. Microsoft's spending is just eye-watering.
Isn't it? A record $30 billion earmarked just for cloud and AI infrastructure this quarter.
$30 billion, wow.
Their early bets on AI are clearly paying off massively. It's pushed them over the $4 trillion market cap mark, only the second public company ever to do that.
And that's largely driven by Azure, their cloud platform, supercharged by AI.
Primarily, yes. It just highlights the sheer scale of investment needed and the returns available.
But it's not just Microsoft or NVIDIA, right? Are we seeing challengers?
We are. NVIDIA still dominates the AI chip market, no question. But you have companies like Groq nearing a $6 billion valuation. That signals the market is looking for alternatives, diversifying a bit.
And OpenAI itself is diversifying its infrastructure. I heard something about Norway.
That's right. They're launching Stargate Norway. It's a huge project, about €1 billion. The plan is to have 100,000 NVIDIA GPUs there by the end of 2026.
100,000 GPUs, powered by renewables.
Yeah, hydropower. It's significant for a couple reasons. One, it reduces OpenAI's reliance on Microsoft's Azure. Two, it strengthens Europe's own AI infrastructure base.
Interesting move. Meanwhile, across the globe, we really can't ignore China's AI ascendancy.
No, you can't. They showed off humanoid robot fighters at the World Artificial Intelligence Conference, WAIC 2025.
Robot fighters.
Seriously. Yep. And they're leading in sheer numbers. Apparently over 1,500 large models developed. Plus, there's a striking competitive point.
Yeah.
A new Chinese AI model came out that undercuts a competitor, DeepSeek, by 87% on price.
87% cheaper.
Yeah, charging something like 0.111 per million input tokens versus DeepSeek's Xamarin 85 or more. That's incredibly aggressive pricing.
That's the play there. Just grab market share.
Market share, definitely, but also global adoption and influence make it almost irresistible for developers worldwide to use their models.
But there are geopolitical tensions too, right, with NVIDIA chips.
Big time. China actually summoned NVIDIA executives, formally, over alleged backdoor vulnerabilities in NVIDIA's H20 chips.
Even though the U.S. had just lifted export restrictions on those chips.
Literally the day before. It just underscores how tightly national security concerns and tech leadership are tangled up now.
That's a really good transition, actually, into the broader index. AI's broad impact, from privacy to jobs to public trust. Because trust is a huge issue.
It really is. And we've seen some concerning examples recently. Remember the ChatGPT conversations accidentally getting indexed by search engines?
Yeah, that was bad. Major privacy implications.
And then there was another big leak from that T messaging app exposing sensitive user chats again.
These kinds of things really shake public confidence, don't they?
They do. And it connects to this other issue, how AI challenges our perception of reality. Do you see that viral TikTok video, the AI-generated bunnies on trampolines?
I think I did, yeah. Looked weirdly real.
It fooled over 180 million people. Even viewers who were skeptical admitted they were tricked at first. It shows how even seemingly harmless fakes can, you know, chip away at our trust in what we see online, especially video.
You know, that problem's only going to get worse, presumably, with better image generation.
Looks like it. There are new models like FLUX.1 Kria from Black Forest Labs and Kria. Mm-hmm. They're specifically designed to eliminate that typical AI look.
So AI images becoming indistinguishable from real photos.
Pretty much. Which obviously ramps up the concerns about deepfakes, misinformation, you name it. For creators, for everyone.
So journalists and researchers must be grappling with this. How to spot bias? How to verify things.
They are. There's a growing movement to treat AI bias not as some accidental flaw, but as an inherent feature, not a bug.
Yeah.
Something baked into the design based on the training data.
Right. It reflects the data it learns from.
Exactly. So the push is for more transparency about how these models are built and trained and for better methods to detect and mitigate that bias.
Which leads us neatly into ethical and regulatory scrutiny. Europe's AI Act is coming, right?
It is. They're preparing for enforcement. That's going to signal a whole new era of compliance requirements, and it won't just affect European companies.
And we're seeing lawsuits already. Meta's facing one.
Yeah, over allegations they used pirated and explicit content to train their AI systems. That could be huge.
And Anthropic, too. potentially, for using books.
That's another massive one. Anthropic could potentially owe billions with a B in damages if they're found to have used pirated books to train their models. This case could genuinely redefine copyright law for the AI age.
Wow. Billions. It really shows the stakes.
Absolutely. And on a different ethical angle, Mistral AI actually disclosed the carbon footprint of training its latest big model.
How bad was it?
They didn't give a tiny number, let's put it that way. It's intensifying the discussion around the environmental cost of building these frontier AI systems. More calls for transparency on resource use.
Okay, shifting gears slightly, but still under broad impact. AI's effect on the workforce. Microsoft did a study on this.
They did. Microsoft research looked at, I think, over 200,000 interactions with their Copilot assistant. They identified 40 jobs most impacted and 40 least impacted.
And the results were predictable or surprising.
Sort of what you might expect in some ways. Knowledge-based roles, translators, writers, data analysts, they're the most exposed to being augmented or even replaced by AI.
Makes sense. And the least impacted.
More hands-on jobs. Things like cleaning, construction work, nursing assistants, roles requiring physical dexterity, empathy, real-world interaction. They remain least susceptible for now.
So it's not a uniform impact across the board?
Definitely not. It's nuanced. But we are seeing real-world consequences already. Tata Consultancy Services, TCS, they're implementing large-scale job cuts specifically because of AI automation.
Right. So the transition is happening and it requires what? Reskilling? Adaptation.
Exactly. Proactive reskilling, finding new ways to work with AI, even as completely new AI-related jobs start to emerge. It's a major societal shift underway.
And then there's the really big picture stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The quest for superintelligence. Mark Zuckerberg is talking about this a lot.
He is. Lots of pledges about transparency and safety from Meta as they push towards artificial general intelligence or AGI, maybe even superintelligence. But he also made this provocative comment.
What was that?
That people without AI-enabled smart glasses might eventually face a significant cognitive disadvantage.
A cognitive disadvantage. That's quite a statement. It reframes the whole human-computer interaction idea.
Doesn't it? And then on their Q2 2025 earnings call, Zuckerberg basically declared Meta has entered the era of personal superintelligence.
Personal superintelligence already.
He cited early signs of their AI models starting to self-improve. Now, whether that's hype or reality, hard to say for sure, but they're backing it up with serious resources.
Recruitment.
Aggressive recruitment. They're poaching top AI talent people like the ex-CEO of Scale AI, Alexander Wang, and OpenAI co-creator Shengjia Zhao, offering compensation packages and the hundreds of millions.
Hundreds of millions for individuals.
That's the report. And they've upped their capital expenditure forecast for AI infrastructure to around $70
billion. $70 billion. Just wow.
It's an all-out push. And it seems to be working, at least in attracting talent. Apple keeps losing AI experts to Meta. The talent war is incredibly fierce.
Okay, so that's the high-level race. Let's zoom in a bit on innovative AI applications and user experiences. How is AI actually changing things for us day-to-day?
Well, in learning and productivity, there are some cool examples. OpenAI launched a study mode in ChatGPT.
Study mode? How does that work?
It guides users step by step through problem solving. Instead of just giving the answer, it helps you work through it. Makes it a much better educational tool.
That's smart. And Microsoft's doing interesting things with Copilot.
Yeah, they seem committed to weaving AI deeper into workflows. They introduced Copilot podcasts.
Copilot podcasts. What are those?
You ask Copilot a question and it generates a custom podcast episode just for you, answering that question.
Seriously? A personalized podcast on demand?
Apparently so. Tailored exactly to what you want to know. Imagine that.
That's wild. And they're revamping the Edge browser too.
Right. Integrating more advanced AI features, trying to position it as a platform for truly intelligent browsing. Not just a way to view websites.
And this other thing about Copilot getting an appearance that ages.
Yeah, that one's intriguing. A customizable digital look for Copilot that actually changes over time, kind of grows with the user. The idea is to foster a deeper long-term relationship.
A relationship with your AI assistant. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's a whole new level of personal tech.
It leads into these new interaction paradigms that are starting to pop up, like meta-piloting AI-enabled interviews.
For job candidates. They can use AI during the interview.
Their coding assessments, yeah. Candidates are allowed to use AI assistants. The focus shifts from just writing code to, well, they're calling it prompting skill, how well you guide the AI and interpreting AI output.
Or vibe toting. I saw that term too.
Right. It really makes you question how we evaluate technical skills when AI is part of the process.
Definitely. And on a more technical note, ChatGPT can now pass CAPTCH tests, the I am not a robot things.
Yep. It seems like a small detail, but it's actually quite significant. It means AI is getting much better at navigating the web autonomously, doing complex tasks that used to require a human. Blurs those lines again.
So beyond productivity tools, what about major real-world implementations?
Some truly groundbreaking stuff here. Google DeepMind launched Alpha Earth Foundations. Think of it like a virtual satellite.
Okay. What does it do?
It takes all sorts of Earth observation data from actual satellites, sensors, etc., and stitches it together into these incredibly rich data points called embeddings for every 10 by 10 meters square on the planet.
So like a super detailed, constantly updated map of the Earth.
Essentially, yes. With 24% better accuracy than previous methods, and it uses 16 times less storage space, the potential impact is huge for climate modeling, conservation, planning infrastructure.
Yeah.
Basically, understanding our planet better.
That sounds incredibly powerful. And then there's Neuralink.
Ah, yes, a major milestone. They enabled a paralyzed woman to control a computer using only her brain signals.
Amazing. That's redefining human capability right there.
It really is. And on a more everyday level, OpenTable is using AI now, an AI concierge feature.
What does that do? Book tables for you.
It can answer diner questions directly within the restaurant's profile page on OpenTable. Up to 80% of common questions, apparently, frees up restaurant staff.
Useful. And publishers are getting involved too. Gannett.
Yeah. Gannett joined Perplexity's publisher program. They're using Perplexity's AI to help distribute their content, find new audiences, a new model for publishers adapting to AI search.
And YouTube is using AI for moderation.
Right. Deploying AI systems specifically to identify team users to help with content moderation and making sure features are age appropriate, tackling that huge online safety challenge.
But it's not all smooth sailing, is it? There must be challenges in AI application, too.
Oh, for sure. The Hertz example is a good one. Customers are complaining about these AI-powered car scans they do when you return a rental.
What's the problem?
The AI is apparently flagging damage incorrectly, leading to unfair charges for scratches or dents the customer insists they didn't cause.
Ouch. That erodes trust fast.
Exactly. It highlights that the last mile of implementation is critical, especially for customer-facing AI. You need robust error checking, human oversight, fallback mechanisms. Rushing it out can backfire badly.
Good point. And speaking of potential challenges, Meta's developing a smartwatch with a camera.
Reportedly, yes. Expanding their wearable tech lineup, presumably tightly integrated with their AI, which, you know, brings up more questions about constant data capture, privacy in public spaces.
Always more questions. Okay, let's move to our final theme. Elevating your presence in the AI conversation.
Right, because in this world where, frankly, everyone's talking about AI, everyone's shouting AI.
The real challenge, maybe for you listening, if you're an innovator or a leader in tech, is how do you actually stand out? How do you go from just being part of the background noise to being a leading voice?
It's a crucial question, and what our sources suggest is that the top brands, the ones really making an impact, are often leveraging AI-focused communities.
How so?
They're using these communities not just to broadcast their message, but to actively lead the conversation, to build trust, to get seen by the right people. It helps them launch new things with more buzz and credibility.
Builds that long-term brand authority in the AI space.
Precisely. And it's about reaching a very specific, highly engaged audience.
Like the audience for this deep dive, perhaps. We're talking AI professionals, researchers, decision makers.
Exactly. An audience of over a million AI curious founders, engineers, executives, people actively seeking reliable, cutting-edge information.
And that translates into significant engagement, right? Like downloads and views.
Yeah, over 30,000 downloads and views every month across trusted platforms. And critically, about 71% of that audience are senior decision makers, VPs, C-suite level folks who actually make things happen.
So the message here is if you have something valuable to share in the AI space, now is really the time. This influential audience is actively listening.
Definitely. If you're looking to boost your own authority, share your projects, your vision for AI's future, becoming a sponsored guest on a platform like AI Unraveled could be a powerful way to do it.
Your own dedicated interview segment. Yeah. We do have a thought leadership partnership program for that. You can find out more and apply at djamgatech.com/buy-unraveled. We'll link it in the show notes.
So wrapping things up, it's clear the AI landscape is just incredibly dynamic, isn't it? So many facets.
Absolutely. We've touched on the intense competition, the OpenAI Anthropic drama, the huge investment.
The crucial issues around privacy, copyright, how AI is changing jobs, the erosion of trust through deepfakes.
And also these amazing innovative applications, from study tools to virtual satellites mapping the Earth to brain-computer interfaces.
It's genuinely reshaping what we think is possible.
So the final thought for you, listening.
What does this all mean for you?
Yeah. As AI keeps redefining, well, almost everything, business, technology, maybe even reality itself, What part of this rapid evolution really grabs you the most? Is it the photorealism breakthroughs, the shifts in the job market, this ambitious, maybe slightly scary quest for superintelligence?
And maybe think about how you see its impact shaping your own world, professional or personal, just in the next year or so.
Something to definitely mull over.